to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. So what is it that we, as those seeking to self-mastery, can do to counter this darkness? What is the one key ingredient that each of us can do just merely as we walk around each day throughout our lives?
There are several answers to this in actuality. One that this awareness would immediately say would be to follow your light, the light that is within you, to seek that understanding that you are a being of light, for spirit is light, the divine source is light, and that as you follow the light and infuse others with light, that this will be a reflection of your light, that you cannot force light, your light, on another, but you can offer this. You can offer the unconditional love of the divine source as well, for this is another element that you can practice and do. But it must be done in a realistic way, not in a way of fantasy and naivety, that it must be realized, for example, that even the dark ones are playing a role that is part of the divine source's plan. That if one goes into the understanding that divine source, the Godhead itself, loves the ones in the darkness as well as the ones in the light, that this would provoke many into a deep and even hostile reaction. How can the ones in the dark be loved? For look at what they are doing. How can this awareness suggest that the divine source, God source, could love these ones? but this would be because most view these matters from a level of dualism, a dualistic reality, which is that which is in effect on this planet, sees that there are those who are light and those who are dark, those who are right and those who are wrong. Everything on this planet is seen in dualistic terms or even binary terms, naught or one, zero or one, on or off, binary. Therefore, another element to this is that all should come to an understanding that beyond the binary way is that of unity consciousness, the lifting up to view the whole picture, to understand that even though there may be the dark ones who do their deeds and cause such harm and depravity and pain on this planet, that in terms of the experiment that was going on, that they were doing this for a greater purpose as well. If that which is divine source can see the bigger picture, then we as a reflection of divine source, a reflection of the light and of the unconditional love, have it in the capacity of humans to know this too, to be this as well, to be unity conscious beings who see the whole picture. This way, when events occur, that they can extend unconditional love and light. They can forgive those that have done them wrong. This is an important element for the forgiveness of those who have transgressed against you, that have sinned against you, harmed you, hurt you, that you will stay prisoner to them, tied up karmically with them. If you seek revenge, if you cannot forgive, for then you cannot move on. Therefore, these are the major elements that this awareness would recommend to one and all, to be in one's light, to come from the unconditional heart, to express unconditional love, to rise up in unity consciousness, and to be able to forgive those who have transgressed as well as yourself, for you are here to have the experiences you are meant to have, and they are not always in the light. Thus, forgiveness is as important to oneself in their own growth and development as it is when it is extended to others who have done you wrong.
So it would appear that for the United States, one of the challenges that we can meet or possibly will meet is the fact that we have always been directed to be the heroes, to be the home of the land, you know, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And to be, we've been conditioned, unfortunately, to become the world policing faction. So do you see the United States maintaining, I don't know, a sense of control where we're able to really come to that neutral place? If there is a revolution, is it one in which it's more of an internal revolution?
That a revolution with arms, where there is a battle between this group and that group, will never bring peace.
Yes.
That it may occur that the militants or the militia in your nation, which holds the Second Amendment highly, may recognize the danger of those who are deceivers and revolt against them. They may even bring these ones down, but they will only become the new tyrants. That this is what must be understood and recognized. That the true revolt that needs to occur has nothing to do with battling others, killing others for your belief system, but rather to come to the understanding that that one holding the gun and that soldier who opposes the one holding the gun are both your brothers. That those who have served the masters may need to be accountable for this, but they are also your brothers and sisters as well. That this sounds, of course, rather idealistic. Many would discount it because they believe in this binary dualistic reality, this oppositional position. But unity consciousness, by seeing this wholeness, then moves beyond the conflict. The revolt, the true revolt, is spiritual. And the truest evolution that awaits humanity, all of humanity, is a spiritual evolution. It is not a technical evolution. It is not transhumanism. It is not ISIS winning or the free democratic nations of the world winning. It is about raising the bar. It is about stepping out of the old systems that are controlled, that are programmed, that are held to be sacred. They are only sacred cows, and that they are systems that are about to collapse now and in the immediate future. That this may sound drastic to many, but it is needed. The old regimes must come down before that which is the new way of things can truly begin to grow. It is to be remembered that this awareness spoke a few minutes ago and said that the door was kicked in on December 21st. The wave, the initial wave, came through, and this wave is building and building. At this moment, this week, with the full moon, the super moon that is coming, this wave will also fully engulf the planet. And when this occurs, all will have the opportunity to raise the bar, their own personal bar, or to raise the negative bar, or to accept the mark, or to hold to the chains and not let them go. This is still a most crucial time. But the point this awareness is making here is that it is important to realize the new way is not the old way. The old way is coming apart. The old way has reached its conclusion. It is done. But it is still in that point or in a position where the newest energies, the highest energies, are not fully established and grounded. There is still struggle and conflict. Often when the guards of a prison, for an example, would leave and abandon the prison to the prisoners, they would take over power and have their own guards and their own powers. But the prison is coming down. The prisoners are free. As with your example of the cage and the door being open, what humanity must realize is the door is open. And Great Spirit, Divine Source, is calling you home, is calling you out of the prison, out of the cage.
Wow. Now, you have been referring to the Wave X, and supposedly this is made up of gamma rays, and they've even stated that they're some of the biggest, hottest explosions in the universe, and that they're supposedly, this big Wave X is supposedly to hit here in its full capacity on September 28th. Do you agree with that, number one? And number two, could you describe to us, so we can maybe wrap our brains around it a little better, what this wave of energy is?
It is a wave of consciousness, but most cannot measure consciousness. The scientists choose to measure it in certain frequencies, that the gamma ray frequency is how they see it. There have been recordings of a wave of energy coming to this planet. This is so. This is not simply the fantasy of a being, an entity that is saying so. It is not the fantasy of this collective consciousness that is cosmic awareness. It is an established scientific fact now that this wave is coming. But what is this wave? If this awareness says it is a wave of consciousness, and the scientists say it is a gamma ray, of a wave of gamma radiation, then who should one believe? Of course, many would rather believe the scientists, and this would create great fear and panic. For if it is of such a nature and it floods this planet, could it not destroy the planet? Could it certainly not wipe out all human life? For this is the implication, that this gamma ray is so deadly. But this is not supported by this awareness. This awareness says it is the field of consciousness of divine source that is moving towards the planet. This is a radiation. It is so. This radiation is the radiation of higher consciousness. It is interpreted as radiation, for the scientists do not have the actual technology to measure this radiation, this energy, that when they measure it, they get faulty readings, so to speak, that tell them it is this range of gamma radiation. The radiation of the highest source, of supreme source consciousness, divine source consciousness, is so great that if it were to come in its purity, it is true, the planet and all upon it would be annihilated. But it is not coming in its fullest strength and power, that it is a marginal measure of that power and strength, a measure that is strong enough that could create turmoil upon this planet, could disrupt electronic devices, satellites, that it could have effects on the physical. It already is having effect on the physical. Indeed, many have recently been experiencing symptoms such as digestive tract problems, abdomen, stomach problems, heart palpitations, aches and pains, fatigue. This is especially so amongst those who are sensitive to the energies, Earth's energies, the energies of others, even the electromagnetic energies in the house that are now rampant through wireless and other electromagnetic motors, etc. But this energy that is coming is already being felt, and it is so that when it comes, what will determine more the capacity to go along with this wave comfortably is the willingness to do so, the trust and faith that it will not wipe anything or anyone out. It is as if you need to surf the wave and not be at the base. For if you are at the base of this tsunami of energy, of consciousness, it could crush you. But if you lift up your spirit, and if you see this as an exciting adventure, and that you are willing to go with the flow, go with the wave, then the experience you have will not only be exhilarating, exciting, but it will also lift you to the next stage. This is one wave. There are several more to come, each building in its power. This is the plan of Divine Source to bring up the many slowly. Therefore, this wave is strong, it is potent, but it will not completely crush all. If the final wave were to come through at this time, it would be another story. This is the intent of Divine Source, not to simply wipe everything out and all human life, all life on the planet, to wipe it out, but rather to bring it up, to challenge it, to evoke the inner response towards change that all humans have when disaster strikes. That this could be seen by some as a disaster and by others as the greatest adventure and the greatest hope, the greatest event that has ever happened to humanity since its fall. It is truly how you look at it, and this awareness would recommend that you lift yourself, you embrace this, you allow the energies to flow in you and to flow with those energies. In the end, this awareness would say, enjoy the ride.
Definitely. What is the significance of having so many of the important dates, such as the fall equinox for this side of the world, the new moon solar eclipse, which was on September 12th and 13th, and then you had the full moon lunar eclipse, which is about to hit on the 27th and the 28th, and then you had four blood moons. Can you explain the significance of that involved in the coming of this wave?
It is part of the mechanism of, if you will, that is beyond simply this awareness is trying to see it in a way that it can explain it even more. That the moon, the full moon, the new moon, that when this happens, the moon acts as an amplifier, and it amplifies certain energies from other sources. Some of it, of course, is the sun itself, but the sun is not involved in this as much as the moon. The moon is not just a physical thing. It is a hollowed out spacecraft, and that it has been used for thousands of years to convey messages and energies from Saturn and beyond. And these energies are amplified and directed at the planet to assist again those who have power on the planet to accomplish their plans. That therefore, when the moon is full, it is at its peak influence. Many know that the moon can create lunacy. There are many stories for the police and the hospitals, from hospitals, of the rise in crime and fighting and injury at the full moon. That now you add the energies of the equinox into this, and suddenly there is a planetary energy involved. The equinox, of course, represents when the planet itself is straight up. It is not tilted towards or away from the sun. This equinox energy is also part of the equation. It is too difficult to explain exactly how at this point, but suffice it to say that it interacts with the moon's energies. If the full moon happened when, for example, North America was in winter, it may be less energetic than when it happens at the equinox. If the intent is to infuse the planet equally, it is during the equinox, when the axis is upright, that this can be best achieved, versus perhaps a marginal effect if the continent, or if North America, the northern hemisphere, is further away. Then there is the sun as well, that this will be a lunar eclipse, not only a lunar eclipse, but that which is known as the supermoon, the blood moon, when the moon is closest to the planet, that when the eclipse happens, the sun seemingly blocking out the moon itself, it going into eclipse, that this is an alignment of the moon, the sun, and the earth. But of course, in truth, it is not at all this. It is the fact that the moon is being hidden by the sun, and that the earth is going actually between the sun and the moon. It is the earth's shadow that is hiding the moon, presenting this eclipse effect. All of these are measures, ratios, frequencies, harmonies that greatly affect the planet and those on the planet. Now, throw into this pot the fact that the moon is the closest it has ever been at this time, and that with this too there is an increase in its potency and ability to amplify energies. Then bring in the wave, bring in that energy that will itself be amplified because of these alignments of the planets, of the moon, of the sun, the earth, etc. It is an amazing matter of mathematics and energies and harmonies and frequencies that is involved here. It is the living consciousness of such an order that it is staggering, this being the living consciousness of the high source consciousness, that it is a truly outstanding event and of the highest nature, the highest magic.
Wow. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Wow. So is it true that the moon, many people, they refer to the moon as kind of being owned, run by the Saturnian policies and frequencies and manipulated and used by the dark? Is that still the case, or is the moon actually, has it been freed? Is it functioning of its own accord now?
It was once the case, and it is so, that there were stations in the ring of Saturn that were used by the Anunnaki, the Orion reptilian faction, to keep mankind dumbed down, that the energies would be beamed at the moon and it would redirect them onto the planet, amplifying them at the same time. But that there has been a battle between the Galactic Federation forces and their allies and the reptilians, the Orions in particular, or rather the reptilians in particular, who are servant to the Orions. That this being so, this awareness would then suggest that it is no longer the case that the moon is being used this way, that there are ones inside the moon that are of the Galactic Federation, and that these ones are now in charge of the moon. It is also seen, however, there are still battles occurring in certain areas in the moon and on other planets, such as Mars. But this is another story altogether.
Okay. And I've noticed lately, in the last 3 weeks, that there has been a little bit of a cleanup of our skies, that there's been less chemtrailing and more clarity in the sky. Is there a reason for that?
The biggest reason that this awareness is seeing is because there have been preparations for the event that is underway, and that they have grounded the fleets basically around the world. There are still actions in certain area of those fleets that spread the chemtrails, but that this has been reduced substantially over the last few weeks.
Okay. And you mentioned before about the Wave X, it would be amplifying and intensifying its effects in everything. Is that to be interpreted as the darkness will become even darker and the light will become even lighter? Can you explain that?
That this would be a matter of choice.
Okay.
Those who have had control, it is their wish and desire. They are betting on it that they will stay in charge, that they will fool enough that they stay in the darkness and the ignorance, that they will continue to be asleep, that they will continue to be sheeple, to be used as they wish. But there are many who are already at a higher state of consciousness on this planet, who are no longer dumbed down. This awareness cannot understate the importance of the opening on December 21st, 2012, and how since that point this exponential explosion has occurred in humanity that has brought many indeed to the point of awakening. Thus it is that even though the powers that were are trying to fool humanity, are taking the action such as that described with the Pope and the United Nations and all the other actions that are happening on the planet, and that it is their intent to keep people focused on not the event that could raise their consciousness, but on the events that are destroying them, that are enslaving them, that are dragging them down. It is their attempt to stay in charge, stay in control, and they believe that if enough do not awaken, do not believe, then all of humanity will still be controlled by them, still be dragged down by them. But this awareness can actually say, here, it is not so, for too many are already awakened. And when the energies truly come, those who are marginal, those who are close but not yet there, will also begin to awaken. Those who have understood this, who have worked towards this in their own way, will actually be accelerated forward to a higher level and thus be more potent even than before. That those in power truly do not know what is coming. They are hedging their bets. They are pulling out all stops. In a manner of speaking, they are getting more and more desperate. That on this occasion, with this wave, as this awareness has explained, it is a new level, but it is not the final level. Therefore, this wave will bring many up, and the effect of the negative will be cancelled or diminished, but it will not be totally eliminated. It is seen that it will be more the case that it is not as effective as it was hoped to be. This action of bringing humanity even further down, making them so afraid and hopeless that there is no hope, that they will not be successful in their goals. Is this clear?
Yes, excellent. Now, it has been bantered around the internet quite a bit that each of the continents and each of the superpowers, I should call them, each of the prominent larger countries, each are aligned with a particular extraterrestrial race. The ones that we have really been fascinated by is Russia and Putin. And the fact that he has come out so aggressively speaking against the establishment of the United States and some of the regimes and factions that are behind them. I would like to know from you, how do you see Russia's role in all of this, in the unfolding of the Wave X, etc.?
First, it is not involved with Wave X, but it does know of Wave X and is preparing for this, not by creating mass panic or fear or firing the fires of negativity. That Russia is seen to be in association with the Nordic race, the extraterrestrial beings known as the Nordics, and much has been given to them in the way of technology and awareness. That Putin is being branded this evil man, this dictator, this communist, because he is an enemy, not to the United States, not to the United Kingdoms, not to the Western world, but rather those who control the power and those who are the masters of industry and the masters of economy. That these are the ones that are also known as the oligarchies, and that in the West, the rights and freedoms of the individual, of human beings, has been sold down the river by these ones who are the privileged ones, who are the servants to the ones who are in charge, truly. And Putin understands this and saw this happening to his country. And he took action. He did not take action before the Nordics approached him and offered him certain technologies and certain protections. But once this was in place, then he challenged the oligarchies, that he rounded many of them up, even imprisoned them or banished them. He then stood up against the United States, against the United Kingdom, and for this he was punished with sanctions. The oligarchies did not like being treated this way, for the old system in Russia was that the politician served the oligarchy, the masters of industry, wealth, and power. Does this not sound familiar to the situation in the United States and the Western world?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. So in regards to Syria, and, you know, they're stating upwards to possibly, what was it, 12 million refugees scurrying and trying desperately to find a place to live at this point in time. With many of the countries closing down their borders, what do you see is the energetic imprint on the planet from this? What is, I guess, the purpose of the dark? Because at least they're able to escape a war-torn country, which a lot of times many people are unfortunately not able to do. But I always tend to look at the light and how they always make lemonade out of lemons. I'd like to see what you feel will be the positive to come out of this.
That this awareness would first state there is much that is positive that will come out of this, but it may take several years yet to see this. It also must be understood what is the agenda here of those in power. Why have they brought war and conflict not only to Syria, but to Libya and to Iraq? Why are they so oppositional against Iran and painting them as ones that cannot be trusted, for they would create nuclear weapons? Why does Israel hold this to be so? all of these factors must also be understood as contributing factors to the situation that exists in the Middle East. That this awareness will give the short version, that basically those in power have an agenda, the collapse of the planet and the governments of the world, to create ultimately a one world government, the New World Order. That the Western nations, especially unfortunately the United States of America, has funded these conflicts and has trained groups such as ISIS, has left valuable military equipment for them to use, has practiced destabilization of governments such as Assad's government in Syria or Gaddafi in Libya. The difference between Libya and Gaddafi, rather Gaddafi in Libya and Assad in Syria, is that Gaddafi lost and was killed, whereas Assad still fights on. That many of the rebels were funded by America, Al-Qaeda rebels that America supposedly held criminal, were funded so that they could overthrow Assad, but it did not work. He stood his ground. He fought. That this has created the situation over the last 3 years or more of many who have died needlessly and senselessly, and even more, the production of millions who are now homeless. That their needs and desires are the very same needs and desires as most humans have, to have a home, to have security, to have the means to provide for one's family or oneself, to have stability. These are taken and were taken every day since the conflict began, and they have moved out originally to neighboring countries such as Lebanon. But this situation is also being altered and provoked. And suddenly, out of nowhere, there are vessels available, albeit vessels that are not even seaworthy, to begin to move these refugees. Where did this inspiration come from? Who began to suggest to the desperate ones that life in Europe would be the best thing? This awareness assures you there is under this those who have the agenda and that they wish to see served. First, the agenda is about the destabilization of the Western, of the Eastern Middle East, the Middle East generally, but it is also about the destabilization of the West as well. And it is the real reason why so many are being encouraged to make this dangerous trip across the Mediterranean and to arrive in Europe and to be as a force that sweeps across Europe, going to those countries where they can perhaps find the stability, the home, the resources that they no longer have to feed their family, to clothe their children. That this is the human nature and need that is being manipulated mercilessly, that propaganda is used, and unfortunately, pictures of small children, of a small boy that is found, that is photographed rather, on the beach. this was known to be an iconic type picture that would sweep around the world and affect humans, for humans and humanity are beings of great compassion and great heart. And when they saw this picture, their hearts went out, and suddenly many of the nations that had the doors closed are opening their doors to the refugees. But do not think for a moment the politicians who are serving the masters did not understand what they were doing. By letting, as Germany has, so many in, it will cause a destabilization that is banked upon by the powers that be, so that when there is need to create upheaval and war in those nations, it will be easier to do so. Do not think that the United States is free of this. While it may not be receiving many of the refugees that are fleeing the Middle East, it too is creating such instability with the problem on the Mexican border, where many of the Latinos are coming across from Central America, from Mexico. And many Americans themselves are seeing that their nation is being swamped by so many that are coming in, and then being given legal status by your president. This awareness is not against the helping of homeless people, refugees. It is truly that which is the human responsibility towards other humans to do so. It is a statement of the highest order of what human beings are when they reach out and help. But in this case, it must be understood there is indeed more to it, more behind it. Is this clear?
Yes, thank you. Now, do you also agree that one of the main reasons that the factions went into Syria was to take over a specific Stargate? And if so, what is the significance of that particular location? What is that to Mother Earth, that Stargate?
This is, of course, in reference to the Stargate that is in Iraq that has been available since ancient Babylonian times, that this Stargate would allow the ones in charge to expand their efforts to take their wars to other planets, other galaxies. That there is the TV series known as Stargate, that much of this program in actuality is a presentation of what is actually happening. There are Stargates that are used. There are jump rooms that are used. That science is much further advanced, technology much further advanced in the military and in the secret space program than anything that is available in the commercial market. And that the use of the Stargate, on the ownership of the Stargate, is something that was deemed of great importance by the United States and the United Kingdom, by the powers that be. At the time, it was in the hands of Saddam Hussein, and it was seen that even though he was originally placed in the position of power in Iraq by the CIA, that he could not be fully trusted, and there were also issues around oil and oil rights, and thus the invasion to capture this Stargate for the purpose of other conquests in galaxies far, far away. It is a much quicker way to travel than traveling there in spacecraft.
Interesting. So basically the dark are looking for an exit point. But are they going to succeed? Because from everything I have known or received, that's not happening.
That you are correct. They did indeed have this as their intention, a way to escape, to leave the planet and never be held culpable for their crimes and their sins. But again, and as you have said, that this will not happen, that they will not be allowed to leave this way, that this particular Stargate, that it is seen that it has been dismantled, not by those who captured it, the Americans or the Allied forces, but rather by ones who were in charge, not even the Iraqis. It is seen that there were others, part of the Galactic Federation, who took a certain component out of the mechanism that operated the Stargate, and thus the Stargate, even if they have this, is not functional, not this one at least.
Excellent. And are you in agreement that there is a force, a military force, representing itself as the Federation, which is in direct connection to the Galactics?
You would need to be more specific, for this awareness understands there is that which is the Galactic Federation, a federation of planets that have housed human life, but you have mentioned a federation. Which federation then would you be referring to?
It refers to itself as Federation Forces and Troops, and they are overseas in the Middle East area. And I was wondering if you have a glimpse as to, are these the ground forces that are working in alignment with the light as well as the Galactic Brothers and Sisters?
That at this time, this awareness does not have enough information on this matter. But what it can say is there seems to be an energetic alignment. It simply cannot give more details at this time.
Okay, fine, no problem. And do you also see the alignment between Russia and China becoming more forceful? And if so, is that of benefit for this new world that we're birthing?
That it is certainly seen an alliance between these two nations, and that it may indeed grow and strengthen as they step forward economically, establishing the UN as the new international currency. But there are many who oppose this. In recent times, perhaps a month ago, there was the tremendous explosions in China, the factories that were destroyed. It was deemed an accident, but it was not. It is seen that HARP technology and certain other Tesla technology was used on the containers within the buildings, that there are reports that the floor had melted even before the explosions that were so devastating, that this was a warning shot across the bow from the Western nations, especially the United States, against China and thus indirectly Russia as well, that they are not to proceed with their plans or else. However, it is not seen that this will stop this action of creating a new economic system, a new World Bank that is not the World Bank. Is this clear?
Yes, yes. To segue a little bit to a different topic, Simon Parkes just released some information regarding the Australian government that they have passed a policy that the elderly, for example, unless they agree to be vaccinated, they will not receive Social Security benefits. Do you see this wave X as being a way of breaking up all of these very rigid and very tyrannical types of legislation that are being trying to be passed around the world?
That, of course, this matter of vaccination is a very touchy matter for many. Believe what their doctors and their medical experts are telling them, that it is to help them, to benefit them. It seems rather absurd that someone who is vaccinated should be afraid of someone who is not vaccinated, when the very purpose of vaccination is to prevent contagion, prevent one who has been vaccinated from catching illness from one who is not vaccinated. Yet this important factor seems to be forgotten entirely, because the government and the medical industry are stressing how important it is to vaccinate everyone. Why? Because there is something in the vaccination solutions that is counterproductive at the very least to human health, and even has the potential of implanting nanotechnology. Then you have a situation as that described in Australia, where now it seems that the law has been passed secretly, for this awareness can say that there was no reporting of this in either the papers or the news reports, the media reports, that suddenly this is now passed as a law. Why is this so? Because there is a plan, unfortunately, to kill off the seniors and the elderly and the children when and if it is needed. That for the children also, the vaccination of children will create even greater autism than even exists right now. In other words, there would not be an intent to push this if it did not serve a purpose. The purpose it is to serve, unfortunately, is not for the health and well-being of those who have the vaccination, but quite the opposite, to create illness, disease, even death to those who are vaccinated. It is part of the bigger plan for the reduction of masses of people, of human beings on this planet. The Georgia Guidestones, for example, suggest that the Earth's population should be brought down to 500,000. That if you understand, this is part of the New World Order and their agenda, then you will understand why there is the push on in Australia and other nations and states in the United States to make vaccination mandatory. This is that which is being pushed in California, for example. It would take away the rights of human beings against such an attack, for that is what it is, indeed, an attack. Now, adding the energy of this new wave of energy that is approaching, what this awareness would say here is it is not so much the governments would cease and desist their efforts to create such legislation, but that more people will stand up, will say no, will protest, will go to jail rather than be slaughtered like cattle in an abattoir by ones who are callous and psychopaths. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. So really what you're saying is this wave is an activator.
This is correct. This is a very accurate way to understand the wave that is coming. It will activate a new understanding, new awareness. It will activate resistance, rebellion, and protest. It will activate for many that which previously they would not have stood up for, but now, because of their understanding, that they will not tolerate such actions against them, such as vaccination.
Wow. And so do you foresee that once this wave hits and the activation of the world begins in a big way, because it's already been going on, do you see more of the radical changes occurring in 2016? Will it take some time for that activation to really get momentum?
It will not happen overnight. There are many who thought that the winter equinox event of December 21st would bring instant change to everyone, but it did not happen, and it will not happen that way at this time either. It will be a slower process. What this awareness has said and will say here is that the next 15 months will be very, very challenging, very much chaotic energy, destructive energies, the energies of rebellion and resistance and suppression and war. That this awareness is not predicting a world war. It is simply saying the war, like energies that are already on the planet, may well escalate in the Middle East and perhaps the Ukraine, Eastern Ukraine, and perhaps more riots and rebellions in your cities, and perhaps even then many who are starting to protest finally against the actions of the governments, of the industries, of the corporation, that the energies for the next 15 months, the remainder of 2015 and 2016, will be explosive energies. But it is important to remember an earlier message from this awareness that you are creator beings. As creator beings, you can create this chaos, this destruction. You can support it, you can energize it because you believe it, because you were told this is what is so, and that you must defend the rights of these people or your country. You must invade another to force them down, that all of this could be so if you focus on it, if you create it. But if you do the opposite and see it for the lies and the deceptions that it really is, that you may well find that which is created is the opposite. However, again, at this time and over the next 15 months, that it may be a difficult and challenging time. A point of hope that this awareness can offer is that with the completion and conclusion of 2016, those who are in power and are hidden and do not show themselves, have been deceitful and deceptive, that this will end and they will be exposed for what they are. That, in other words, it is a matter of enduring these times and being as positive and focused as you can in the most negative of times, trusting and believing that the advent of the energies of divine source are indeed coming through, the energies of spirit are coming through, and that this too shall pass, this upheaval, this chaos, this death, this destruction. That, as this awareness has already said, those who are clinging to power have already lost, it has already been taken from them. It is just that they do not know this, believe this, or accept this. It is ignorance and arrogance together that will push the corpse further and further along.
So you are also talking about this chaos that's going to be, you know, ramping up on the planet. Are you in agreement that we as a community need to be in full preparation of up to possibly a month with no access to food, gasoline, some of the main staple items? Do you see that as being a component to this?
Not exactly. But what this awareness would say is that it is only common sense to have a reserve of food and supplies. For there are many things that can create the situation that the stores will be closed or that one cannot get to the stores. A common sense solution is to have for each member of a family the equivalent of 2 to 4 weeks supply. Some would say 2 weeks would be sufficient. Others would insist 1 month, and others would say 1 year. The Mormons, for example, always have reserved foods and supplies for 1 year. But this is a matter of personal choice that one must understand again, that concentrating and focusing on the fact that there could be the situation arising where one has to survive, that this could be a very negative way of looking at it. The survivalists certainly love their belief system and actually look forward to such an event. First, they can say, "We told you so." And second, they can feel smug and superior because they will survive while others will not. But this, again, is a very negative way of looking at life. This awareness does not support this in the sense that it is negative. It is a way of playing in the old energies. The new energies would hold that you will find the abundance that you need. Live in abundance, not in scarcity. It is this that propels humanity along, this fear of scarcity, that they would overstock, that they would have arms and ammunition which they would use against others who would come asking for food. This is the old way. This is the negative way. This cannot be supported and is not supported by this awareness. Rather, hold that the situation that is feared and many say could happen simply will not happen, and there will never be a need then to go into survival mode or to have such supplies. Common sense supply levels in the case of natural disasters that happen all of the time would be about 2 weeks. But the extension beyond this to a month or more is that which begins to focus on the negative, which is not endorsed or supported by this awareness.
You know, it's almost as if you're saying there is a huge responsibility with the spiritual community who are aware to maintain our energies and hold and anchor the space and light and the love through this time, and that we, just in our creative, powerful force, have a great deal of influence on the way that this will unfold. Do you agree with that?
This awareness can indeed agree with this. For those who have an awareness to such things, that there is perhaps at this time a greater responsibility on their shoulders because they have an awareness and the capacity and capability of doing something about it. But it would be wrong for them to think they must rescue humanity, for perhaps it is also part of the greater plan for humanity to collapse in a certain way so that it can look at itself, rediscover itself, and renew itself. However, for those who have sensitivity and that depth of a feeling of responsibility that they can do something and they do this freely, then at this time, those who have such capacity may indeed be called upon to be more active until others begin to awaken and this energy shifts to the many and not simply to the few.
Wow. Well, I want to honor the amount of time that Will's body is in the channeling. So I just have one or two more questions and we'll go ahead and bring you out of this because I don't want you to get too tired. I know it's extremely late in Australia, folks. He's been incredible staying up late to do this. About the timelines, you brought up the timelines. What is your perception as to how many timelines we're down to?
Now, this is an intriguing question for this awareness, for it does not see that you are down in any way, shape, or form to only a few timelines. Indeed, the perception and understanding of this awareness is that there are an infinite amount of timelines, and that it is not simply one or two. What is occurring is the emphasis on one or two is definitely the case, that the powers that be, the officials, are creating the impression that world events will go this way or that way. Recently, there was the outbreak of Ebola in Africa, and this was a possible timeline that could have manifested, and it was certainly the case that high levels of fear were produced around this. Many in the United States were clamoring that a vaccination needed to be made to save people in the event that this dreaded and uncontainable illness would reach the United States, that it must not be allowed then to go further, that everyone should be vaccinated. But in the end, this particular timeline seemed to simply drop away. And now very few are thinking about this, that this timeline, which was being pushed by the governments around the world, became irrelevant, that this awareness would hold this to be so to the many other timelines of deception and negativity that still exist, that are part of the agenda of those in power, that rather than focus on them occurring or focus on only a few timelines such as these being prevalent, that one simply holds that they simply will drift away, not occur, not manifest. Then there is the equal understanding necessary that each individual, in effect, creates their own timeline. And that is why the powers that be, the powers that were, try to manipulate and control. Because if enough believe in certain things, then they will co-create a collective timeline. And that this collective timeline is that which would be in accordance to the plans and the agendas of those in power. But if it is so that individuals create their timeline of experience when they create the reality of their lives around them, then would it not make sense to teach the many that this is so and that they do not have to experience the timelines that are arbitrary, that have been forced on them, and that they could rather create whatever timeline they wish. There are certain parameters, certainly, and this will change as the human consciousness and abilities change, expand, and grow, that this awareness can say that in the future, which it too can observe, that the reality of the future is quite different than the reality of the now, that the many have understood how to create collectively a paradise, a place of great beauty and alignment with spirit and with Mother Earth, that these ones in the future understand their individual capacity to create their lives and their realities, as well as that which is a co-creative effort with the others. But that is in the future. That is a future this world is moving towards, and it is starting here. That is why this awareness speaks now and asks all to realize the strength and power and capacity that you, each of you, have to affect changes in your life, to hold the positive, to know that you are beings of greater status and importance than anything you have ever been told you were. And in this knowing, to rise up in your power and in your connection to that which is your spiritual source that you are a reflection of, and to create that bright new world that is awaiting you. You are the ones.
Wow, how beautiful. Well, I'm going to end it with one last question, and that is, I had a gentleman that I just met a short while ago, and he shared a story about how Mother Earth is a wandering planet through the cosmos, and that she actually chose the fall to capture and trap the dark. What would be your response to that?
That this is a very delightful myth, a delightful story. It could be so, for on one level, when one views this matter from a higher level of collective space, spiritual consciousness, that there is truth here. But it must also be understood that the sentience of Mother Earth is also expanding, that her role, perhaps, as one who has trapped dark entities here is no longer needed nor even justified, that she is not the rescuer. She can advance herself now. It is her birthright, her divine right as well. That this story is intriguing. It is similar to other myths and creation stories that has some truth behind it, but not perhaps exactly as it has been expressed.
Thank you. And thank you, Cosmic Awareness, and thank you, Will Berlinghoff. And I just want to leave you with, we look forward to another session in the future.
That this awareness would be happy to again present itself to you in the future. It has been an honor tonight to be able to do so. And despite the dramatic occurrence of the interruption of the first session, that this session has provided much in the way of information and insight. This awareness would end by saying, however, everything that this awareness has said is simply a different way of looking at it. That this awareness would say to each of you to ask questions, to be neutral but open, to find out more, to search deeper. It is hoped that this awareness has challenged you tonight for this very reason of looking deeper. But it honors you all and trusts that you will fulfill the contract that is yours to fulfill, the soul contract, the reason why you have come to this planet at this time. Make no mistake about it. Each and every human being who is on this planet has chosen to be on this planet. There is no randomness in birth. When spirit chooses to come into a physical body, it must go through an elaborate process. It must go through a downsizing to be able to come into the physical. Each of you have chosen this. Each of you is here for the purpose of being part of the shift in consciousness that is occurring at this time. That you are all blessed by Great Spirit, by Divine Source, by this cosmic awareness. And it honors you for your choice to be here at this most incredible time. But remember, shift happens. This shift is happening. And you are here to be part of the most amazing and exciting adventure that humanity has yet experienced since the fall. That this awareness sends its light, its love, and its blessings to one and all. That it is complete, it is done, it is so.
It is so. Thank you. What an honor.
Hi.
How Hello. You doing, Will? My God, you're such a trooper. Tell everybody what time it is over there.
I really don't know. It must be 3, 4 in the morning, something like that.
I mean, I just want to commend you to your commitment. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I mean, it was interesting how things went, but when all is said and done, it's like, okay, here it is. Here's the opportunity. Let's go for it. Let's jump. So it was there, and I'm glad that you stuck by me too.
I'm really jazzed, and we are going to go ahead and make this into a two-parter.
Okay.
So we'll be up on BBS Radio 2 weeks in a row, and then of course there'll be a YouTube and a Vimeo made for it. So that's good news. I do want to remind everybody, please visit Will's website at rainbow-phoenix.com and check out his newsletter and some of his services that he offers. Past life regression, that's one of my babies. I love that. I'm going to have to talk to you in the future. And I do want to remind, I especially want to remind the guardians at this point in time that an alert has been put out. All of you have been contacted on the inner plane and you were aware of this. Many of you have written in to me and asked me why I have not called another teleconference call together, and that is because my life has been crazy because of the unexpected move. But I do want to let you know it is coming, and I want everyone to have their boots on the ground because we are in for an amazing ride. So good work, all of you out there. So honored to be here. I think you all know that. I'm so honored to be here to be able to bring this kind of information forth to all of you. And I am so grateful that Spirit has brought and orchestrated Will and I together today. So, and I think we're probably going to end up doing a couple more of these. This ought to be interesting.
I look forward. It was an amazing experience. Thank you very much, Alexandra. And thank you to the many who have heard and viewed tonight. I think this is a very, very monumental event. And I don't know how, I don't know what that implies, but I think what's ahead is truly amazing. Let's make it so.
Yes, let's make it so. And just remember, we are in a new paradigm. We are in a new wave of energy. And we are being called, especially those that have the awareness, we're being called to create that new heaven on earth. This is what we came here to do.
Absolutely.
I know. It's so exciting. So I just want to send all of you love and light. As always, please check out the blog, check out the implant removal services. As you know, they're world renowned. Our past life clearing is just amazing. Talk about cleaning out your closet. My Alchemy, my Violet Ray Alchemy line. I also do personalized remedies. So anyway, just there's so much to check out on galacticconnection.com. So we look forward to talking to you next time, and we hope you have a great rest of the day. Thanks for staying
thank
tuned.
You very much.
And thank
it
you,
was
Bill.
A...
And thank you, lovely wife, Calista.
Okay, blessings, everyone.
Okay.
Have a good one and hang in there.
Yes.
And create.
I know. Create. Like, take care. Keep your boots on the ground because you're going to just be going, woo! Bye.